This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong sexual situations and violence. It's intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the ear drum ring again.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it that it does not matter who the host is, even on episode 999 of what the hell is going on around here. No doubt about that. Anyways, today's Monday, August the 19th, day 232nd. Of the year, and only 134 days left to go. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida. And we are coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio in USA, Canada, UK.
Oh, yes, always hanging out with those buds over there at Radio Big, because that is what we do. That is how we hang. That is how we, well, you figured out the rest on how that goes. So there you go. How was the last 24 hours for you? Because it's very important. And then you look at it and go, hold on, but we haven't spoken since Friday. So why is only the 24? Well, really a little bit more than that is important, but we always want to know what the hell's going on. So there you go. So here we are. Rated R Safety Show, episode 999th today. As we are coming across the multiverse, and we are on Safety FM, we are on Radio Big, we are on multiple streamers, we are on Podcasting 2.0, so if you are in a podcast catcher, you can listen to us in real time as we are doing it, depending on how the catcher works for you. If not, what happens here is after the 7 o'clock hour, and then it goes real time. I hit the stop button on what's going on here, and boom, you get it there in real time to you. Well, not real time. You'll get it right at the 8 o'clock hour as the recording will pop up. So that's kind of something new that we've recently started here. I don't know what other shows on our network is doing that. Maybe I should probably ask around to my colleagues around here on what's going on. So if you're new here, well, our show consists of safety in the news. News and safety is the way that it works. If you've been here before, you kind of already know what kind of mess you're about to get into, because that's what we do. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. Callinradio.com will get you into our video feed, audio feed, or text messaging feed in regards to being able to interact with the show. So there you go. A lot of stuff, little time. So we should probably start talking right away about what the hell was trending over the weekend, because people are going to want to know that.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends, let's talk about it. X burns a censorship order and Amazon weighs options for its drone delivery service. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson are happily together and Simone Biles gets a hard lesson in the NFL rivalries. So there you go. Nicolas Cage will play an NFL legend, and her and new Bridgerton casting is revealed. I guess that's important. And also new info about Prince Harry rebuffing an olive branch from the king in the details as we talk about stuff. Okay, so there you go. I don't know. I guess that seems important to talk about. So I'm always kind of lost in some chaos around here on the things that are happening. So don't worry about me. Worry about yourself, because that's going to be, I think that's going to be a more important angle to go with as we're talking. I mean, some of the angling that happens. So we have some people that are waiting from Feature Story News to tell you about what the hell's going on with the news cycle. So I think we should probably just go ahead and jump into that, because I think that that's going to be really important. So let's do this right now. Well, I don't think that thing loved me as I decided to hit the news stuff. You see, I always kind of feel like sometimes with some of this stuff that you're kind of all over the place if it's going to work or not. This is why I love technology, because I look at it and I go, the tech works, but only if you allow it to work. Then it goes, oh, no, I'm not going to work because I'm going to show you who's boss. You know, who's the boss? You know, like the old style show. But maybe we should try to get into the news now, because maybe that's going to be important. So should we try the news setting one more time? See, it doesn't like me. This morning, the system hates me. It just wants to prove to me that even at 999 episodes, I still don't know what I'm doing. Let's just run it anyways. Go for it.
Feature Story News in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning that the last opportunity for a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas is now. His comments came during meetings with Israeli President Isaac Herzog on Monday on his latest trip to the region, his ninth since the start of the war in October. Peace talks resumed in Doha last week and continue, but Hamas says claims there's been progress are an illusion. Points of difference involve whether Israel would be forced to withdraw fully from the Gaza Strip, which Hamas has demanded. Antony Blinken is meeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a bid to apply more US pressure. The current talks are based on a US proposal meant to bring Israel and Hamas closer to a deal. President Biden says his administration is closer than it's ever been to striking the deal in Gaza. He told reporters in the Oval Office there's still work to do on an agreement that includes the release of hostages held by Hamas.
I don't want to jinx anything, but as my grandfather said, with the grace of God, good little neighbors, a lot of luck, we may have something, but we're not there yet.
India's Supreme Court is taking up the case of the rape and murder of a doctor, which has sparked public outrage and prompted doctors across the country to stage strikes. Protesters are demanding justice for the victim, a safer work environment for medical staff, and are raising their concerns about women's safety in general in India. Rebecca Bundon reports from Mumbai.
India's top court will hear the rape and murder matter and related issues on Tuesday. This comes as protests have escalated in India after the 31-year-old female trainee doctor was found dead 10 days ago in a government hospital in the Indian city of Calcutta. Protests have escalated in recent days, with the Indian Medical Association calling a 24-hour nationwide strike over the weekend, which brought non-emergency services at many hospitals to a near standstill. Women's rights groups and citizens have also been staging demonstrations as they call for justice to be swiftly delivered. Rebecca Bundin, Mumbai.
Ukraine says it's destroyed a second bridge in a week as its incursion into Russia's Kursk region continues. The Ukrainian military on Sunday released footage of the strike of the bridge. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said the goal of the military incursion into Kursk includes setting up a so-called buffer zone from Russian attacks. China has accused the Philippines of deliberately colliding with a Coast Guard ship in the disputed South China Sea. Beijing has recently warned that further incursions would be met with strong measures. William Denzelo reports from Hong Kong.
The incident reportedly took place at around 3:30 on Monday morning. China's Coast Guard says a Philippine ship deliberately collided with a Chinese vessel in an unprofessional and dangerous manner. A spokesperson adds that two Philippine Coast Guard ships illegally intruded into waters around the Sabina Shoal in violation of an agreement between Beijing and Manila. William Denslow, Hong Kong.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at Tyche, the first ever military satellite launched by the UK that can capture daytime images and videos of the Earth's surface. Tyche blasted into orbit on Friday from a Vulcan 9 rocket owned by SpaceX, launched from Vandenberg in California. It's aimed at strengthening intelligence gathering surveillance capacities for the UK's Ministry of Defence, but Julia Balm at the Freeman Air and Space Institute at King's College London says it will be able to do far more than that once it's fully deployed.
Tyche is an intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance satellite, and it's important because it sort of paints this picture of a battlefield. Gathering intelligence has always been central to military strategy because having this clear picture of an area of where you're operating in allows you to be accurate, to monitor and to anticipate new developments. So, you know, it's quite helpful in terms of not only a military capability and capacity, but also it helps us monitor the environment, it helps with disaster monitoring, it helps map information and gather information on climate change. So, you know, it really helps the UK in a lot of ways, and it's quite an exciting time to see the first concept demonstrator launched.
Tyche can do all of that while being the size of a domestic washing machine. It weighs just 150 kilos, has an expected lifespan of around 5 years, and its first signals were received just hours after it lifted off to begin its journey into low Earth orbit. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
And a reminder now of the hour's top story. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning that the last opportunity for a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas is now. His comments came during meetings in Israel on Monday. And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts in London.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Radio.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
There, this is Jay Allen from Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorn. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorn, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just your spare change. It's all about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio designed to fit your financial goals, and then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorn app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions. Decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Yeah, there you go. 17 minutes past the top of the hour. You and I hanging out on this lovely Monday, getting to do our thingo. That is for sure. So there you go. Why don't we get into it right now and start getting into what the hell is going on inside of the shit list, because that's always going to be important, at least a important aspect of this show. After a judge in Brazil ordered X to begin censoring certain content on the platform, Elon Musk ordered its officials in the country to be closed. Yep, its offices in the country better say to be closed. In the post, Musk said the judge, Alexandre de Moraes, secretly threatened one company's lawyers with an arrest if certain content was not removed. In another post, Musk called de Moraes an utter disgrace to justice. Musk added that the platform would continue to be available for internet users for now. So far, no official confirmation from Brazil's Supreme Court about the censorship order or arrest threat or specifically the types of content that the court wants to remove. This is according to Elon Musk, ex-global affairs, just so you know. So what do you think here? Is he doing the right thing? Is he doing the wrong thing? Is he doing the things that some people would be like, hey, that's the way to go about it? I don't know. So that is the gig-em, as we would like to say around here, the gig-em of what should be talked about. No doubt there. So if you look at this and go, okay, are they doing the right thing by moving out of the country entirely because of this level of censorship? That is the question that one may have to sit back and go, right thing, wrong thing, in between thing, or somewhere in the middle. So I don't know. I look at it and go, it's so strange on how censorship works. And then you go, if you have the right to be censored or not the right to be censored, if you are being censored, how far are you willing to go? Is he going the right way or is he going the wrong way? Who knows?
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
So take a listen to this. Amazon has been testing a drone delivery service in College Station, Texas. And while logistical operation have mostly gone smoothly, locals can't get past the noise they make. Recently, the company sought FAA approval to operate the drones between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m., extended beyond Irons of Curtain daylight hours restriction. There's also currently a limited to a 44-square-mile surrounding from the launch of the warehouse and is seeking more than triple the footprint. Yeah, triple. But the formal letters from the city mayor, the FAA has expressed concerns about the residents and the ongoing noise levels. More informally, one resident tells CNBC that it sounds like a giant hive of bees that you know that it's coming because it's pretty loud. For its part, Amazon says that it's developing new, smaller, and quieter drone models to alleviate some of these concerns. And all of these changes remain pending based on what they are going to say by the FAA. This is according to CNBC is saying this. So I don't know. I look at it and I go, huh, what an interesting time as we are talking here. Now, have you seen one of these prime droids? If you haven't, they look kind of bigger. I'm not going to lie here. So let's do this. If you are hanging out on the side of the equation where we get to do some of the vids, maybe I should show you what that looks like. So I will show you a picture here. Let's go ahead and get this rolling on the screen. But that's what that drone looks like. I mean, it looks pretty big. At least picture-wise, it looks pretty giant. I mean, I'm not 100% sure here. And listen, I'm not trying to run some internet ad in the background there, but that's what's popping up. But take a look at that thing. I mean, that's pretty giganter in regards of what's going on, no doubt there. So what do you think? Is it something that that you would like to see hanging around in your neighborhood? Because you know that these are going to be bound to come to a neighborhood near you. Wasn't there a food delivery service that was testing these out and it became like a total cluster F in regards of what they were doing? I mean, I think that happened, but maybe I'm making it up because I have this habit of remembering things of a future that has not happened yet. Okay, maybe that's a whole other story, but we can leave that for a different day. But you get the point. So I don't know. I look at it and I go, it'd probably be pretty interesting to take a look at. So there you go. Anyways, a record high number of homes in the United States are worth $1 million or more at 8.5%. That's nearly a full point jump year over year and more than the double the number of the pre-pandemic, according to the Wall Street Journal. San Francisco is the most expensive housing market, where there are more than 80% of the value of the homes is over $1 million as of June. One Bay Area real estate agent tells the Journal that she assumes that buyers are coming in with a $1 million budget is looking for a condo because anything less usually isn't enough to get you into a single family home. So think about that real quick. $1 million. So in Texas, a real estate market that is cooling slightly, in Austin, the number of seven figures plus listings ticked down 1/10 at this point from last year. This is according to Wall Street Journal. So think about that. I don't know where you live. If you have a house that's worth $1 million or a budget worth $1 million for a house, which I mean, we should probably talk because I'm really intrigued by that. Could you imagine that you go somewhere and they tell you, oh yeah, when you do this, you're going to qualify. All right. But you're going to qualify for a condo. Yeah. A condo. I mean, I don't know what kind of condo this would be, especially in the Bay Area, because that would be extremely strange. I mean, unless it's like some super high rise that we're talking about, but something tells me that is not what we're envisioning here of what exactly is going on.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, let's continue. A new report from MedLight reveals that 84% of pet owners nationwide say that the cost of caring for their pets has increased over the past year. Meanwhile, 50% of pet parents are concerned that the rising cost will prevent them from owning pets in the future. Current estimates show that the cost of owning a dog is around $1,400 a year, including vet visits, food, toys, treats, and equipment such as leashes, collars, and beds. This doesn't put into effect the initial cost of getting a pet, which can be significant, especially the high demands of breeds such as Mastiffs between $2,600, French and English Bulldogs $4,250, and Chow Chows $4,000. So there you go. With the rising price of some of the pets, parents report that reduced spending in other areas such as entertainment, vacation. So entertainment was 59%, vacation was 52%, home care improvement 34%, personal care 29%, savings 28%, groceries 25%, and healthcare 17%. And in order to splurge on their pets, on the flip side, 11% aren't willing to cut costs for their pets. By the way, it's not much cheaper than a cat's parents either, with an average annual cost of $1,200. So there you go. Do you have a pet? Because I'm kind of intrigued by this, because what exactly are you spending on your pet these days?
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
I'm just asking. There you go. So take a listen to this. Jack Russell has died. Yeah. I was surprised to hear this. He passed away on Thursday from multiple system atrophy and Lewy body dementia. Russell was the lead vocalist for the 1980s hair band metal group Great White. He was 63 at the time of his passing. Also, take a listen to this. John Afria has died. He passed away on August the 5th from natural causes. No further details were shared. John is best known for his role of Sylvester Tezio in The Godfather Part II. He was 83 at the time of his passing. Also, Racing Legion Scott Blomquist has died. He passed away on Friday in a plane crash near his home in Tennessee. Blomquist made a name for himself in dirt track racing, winning the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series Championship back in 2009, 2010, and 2016. Yeah, some more here. It's not going to be an easy one. So, Sika Anoa and Afa Anoa have recently passed away, but Afa Anoa died over the weekend. He passed away on Friday after several health issues, including two heart attacks and multiple surgeries earlier this year. Anoa was one of the half of the Wild Samoan tag team alongside his brother, Sika Anoa, who passed away in June, and the uncle of current WWE superstar Roman Reigns. He was 81 at the time of his passing. So there you go. What else? Comedian Perry Curtis has died. He passed away in a hit and run on Thursday night in Los Angeles. Curtis' career spanned decades, including appearance on America's Got Talent and The Late Late Show with James Gordon. So I don't know. A lot of stuff. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some entertainment news. Let's go into the world of movies, because I think that this is going to be important. So take a listen to this. Borderlands came in at number 10 with $2.3 million. That was coming in from number 4 last week, which didn't do too hot. And now $2.3 million, that's not a good sign. Number 9 was Stree with $2.5 million. And number 8, Inside Out, with $3.2 million. And number 7 was Trapped with $3.4 million. And number 6, Despicable Me 4 with $6 million. And number 5 was Caroline with a re-release with $8.3 million. Let's see. At number 4 was Twisters with $9.8 million. At number 3, It Ends With Us with $24 million. Are you ready for this? Deadpool and Wolverine. Numero dos. Yeah, believe it or not. Number 2, $29 million. Coming in at the number 1 spot, the newest movie to be released was the new Aliens. The new Aliens movie came in $41.5 million. And coming in at numero uno. So there you go. So just some news for you, just for you to keep up on what the hell's going on. So take a listen to this real quick. The Dow increased by 96 points on Friday to close at 40,659 on Friday. The S&P increased at 11 points to close at 5,554. And the NASDAQ increased by 37 points to close at 17,631. West Texas Intermediate closed at $76 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $79 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.41. Bitcoin slightly up on over the weekend, trading just around $60,000, and there was more than 6,190 flights delayed within and to and out of the United States on Sunday, with about 760 cancellations. Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $498 million jackpot, or a $245.3 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $21.7 million cash payout. So there you go, $44 million or $21.7. So if you want to play the game, I guess you have the opportunity to still do so. I guess I should talk about this because I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. No conscious uncoupling here. Actress Dakota Johnson and Coldplay, almost said cosplay, frontman Chris Martin, yes, Chris Martin, have not split, despite the rumors. Multiple reports suggested over the weekend that the two had ended their engagement, but rep for Johnson says that they're happily together. They also have been together since 2017, and Martin reportedly popped the question back in 2020. This is according to People, so People Magazine, not like People, if you get what I'm saying. Wasn't he married to Gwyneth Paltrow and then dated Jennifer Lawrence for a time, and then he's been now with Dakota Johnson for 7 years. Hey, good for him. So there you go. Meanwhile, Billboard Box Score reports that Coldplay's Music of the Spirit of the World Tour has grossed $945.7 million since kicking off in March of 2022. It's the highest growing and best-selling tour among the rock acts, beating out Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, which grossed, are you ready for this, $939.1 million from 2018 to 2023. This is according to Billboard. But keep in mind that, you know, things were closed down because of the pandemic for a period of time. I'm going to talk about this because, you know, it's been making the cycles, and there was some information that was leaked on Friday, and we really haven't hung out since this. But let's talk about this. Court documents from a recent arrest in connection with the death of Matthew Perry details the hours leading up to his death. According to a plea deal signed by Perry's longtime assistant, Kenneth, whatever the hell his last name was, that morning, the actor asked him to administer a shot of ketamine. 4 hours later, Kenneth gave Perry another shot, followed by one less than an hour later. It was after the third dose that Perry got into the hot tub, where Ken left to run some errands, and he would later return and find the actor face down in the water. Ken told authorities that he administered at least 27 shots of ketamine in the final 5 days of Perry's life. This is according to the New York Post. So there you go. A lot of information going on from there, and I'm sure we're going to hear quite a few things over the next little bit about that. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk about this because it's main story time. It is 32 minutes past the top of the hour.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time, because that is what we do. We talk about the stories that are part of our main and things that are being shared with us and things that are being, you know, told to us in regards of what is going on inside of the planet. Now, this one's slightly different than what I normally do, because I'm going to cover some information that we normally would not cover. But I also think that is very important for us to talk about, because I think it's going to be interesting. And hopefully you never run into this issue, but it's something to make sure that we understand that it is something that is available. And listen, I know that we don't always talk about certain things, but we have talked in the past about run, hide, fight in regards if anything was ever happening inside of your workplace, inside of a schoolyard, and so on if you had an active shooter. And I know some people don't like talking about the subject, but it is times as well that we need to talk about certain things because we have to have other remedies. We'll call them safeguards in place. Even some of them might be considered post-safeguards, but still stuff to discuss. So the FDA just cleared a new device that stops bleeding from gunshot wounds in seconds. Yes. So Tramagol, Cresslin's Tramagol, which can stop bleeding from wounds in seconds, is already being looked into the future uses the Department of Defense. So as the advanced medicine in some areas, when it comes to stopping bleeding, most solutions are, well, decidedly old school, applying pressure and trying to absorb blood with powder or by packing the wounds with gauze. Well, Tramagol, which earned the FDA's or the Food and Drug Administration's medical device clearance on Wednesday, could change this on how first responders address severe bleeding. Tramagol, which is also launched later this year in a 30 milliliter syringe of one algae fungi based hemorrhagic gel. The color and texture of hummus, it can be applied directly into the wound, helping stop the bleeding within seconds. The FDA cleared it for the use of moderate to severe bleeding. Joe Landolia, founder of the Brooklyn Blaze chemical, which makes Tramagol, says that the addition to stopping bleeding quickly, it produced a flowable properties that can improve safety and threatening and treating something like a gunshot wound. If you have a roll of gauze, you can pack it into the bullet wound inch by inch, but you have to ensure that making contact with whatever is bleeding, he says, is painful to the patient and is dangerous because it has an exposure to an EMT or emergency physician, to the shrapnel or shard bone, whatever. Tramagol finds its way into it without you having to do much. So listen to this. Tramagol's clearance by the FDA allows last year's approval of Clesmolon Homotoc Gel, a five milliliter version of the same product that was allowed to be used in minor cuts. But even before that, the company product was proving the capabilities for more than 10,000 veterinarian with clinics as Vetigel. It is an animal-based medicine. Vetigel was used for everything from spinal surgeries to teeth cleaning. So all the work that has been done to this point was not only allowed to save lives in the pet space, but it also allowed to build up the business functions that we need to launch Tramagol. Building the solid base in veterinarian customers also allowed the company to scale anticipation of Tramagol approval for the use of humans. The company now operates 33,000 square foot of a bio manufacturing facility in Brooklyn Industry City, which Landonia says that he'll be able to meet Tramagol's demand once the product launches later this year. The company has also built out the national sales team and forges partnerships with the animal health arms of the major healthcare distributors. So exploring future applications here is going to be something to think about as well. Landolia says that the original impetus behind Tramagol was making it so victims of bullet wounds would have quick, effective way to stop bleeding and get them to a medical facility. He knows that while that's a broad application, soldiers in the field could have a big potential case for the use. 91% of the battlefield mortality is due to the preventable hemorrhaging, he says, which means that there will only be a better product to stop the bleeding and could save lives. The Department of Defense has taken notice of the even broader application of this technology. Since 2022, the company has been working with Walter Reed Army Institute researchers under a cooperative research and development of agreement to help stabilize traumatic brain injuries among soldiers. In July, Cresslin shared the positive results of the preclinical study evaluating the gel's impact on pressure and hemoglobin content of small animals. Anything done to a small animal like this may or may not translate to the results in humans. Landolia said that adding the application Walter Reed investigation is still a way off of its finds it viable. So there you go. For now, Cresslin is focused on Tramagol's launch and getting it to EMTs and physicians trained to use it. Landolia says that it'll be easier to teach physicians about Tramagol in humans than it was for vets to go about Vetigel. Animals, after all, take many different shapes and sizes, and Vetigel was used more broadly, and Tramagol will be. The learning curve is much easier than we saw with Vetigel. He says it's not as quite as simple as point and shoot, but it's about that close. So we're going to probably have a lot of questions here on once you actually get this gel on you, if you are helping out with a gunshot wound, on what exactly does it do and what does it form? Because is it some kind of, like, we'll call it like plaster-like substance? I know they talked about hummus, but is it plaster-like substance where it would cover it for you not to be able to move or groove or do anything else? Because there's going to be a lot of questions here. Now, I know that when we were talking a while ago about, you know, people using drugs and Narcan being a thing that you could help them immediately, if you had a pretty severe wound inside of your workplace, then let's go gunshot or above. Is this something that you could actually use in real time to take care of it? And how long does it stop the bleeding for? That's going to be a whole other question that people are probably going to want to know exactly before they get into the move and groove of this thing. Think about it.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Another great hour of freeform radio. Or is it Radio Big?
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
So bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Safety Show, episode 999. Yeah, 999. Don't flip that bitch upside down. So there you go. Yeah. Still coming to you from the Safety FM studios, Orlando, Florida. So there you go. This right here, Johnny Taylor with Stars. You know, we like to play some stuff here. Some music. Songs readily available on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Some stuff always going on, no doubt about that. Some finger ingers going on. So there you go. Yep. You know, I'll get stuck in a song and, you know, not want to leave anytime soon. So thanks to Johnny Taylor for allowing us to play this year. Yeah, so let's get into the move and the groove of the things that we have going on because, hey, that is what we do around here. No doubt about that. Anything, let me tell you this. This is going to be the most important thing that I ever tell you in my lifetime. So take a listen. And this is about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, all kinds of information readily available for you related to addiction, depression, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support. That's just to name a few things that are listed right there on their website just for information purposes. So there you go. Take a look at that and see if it might be something that you need. I always look at it from this particular standpoint. It might not be something that you need today. It could be something that you can assist somebody else with. If that's not the case, maybe later down the road, it might come to something that you need. You never know what's going to end up happening in this great thing that we call life. Once you get there, you'll see all kinds of info. There is tech support lines, calling lines. I mean, the crisis text line's available right there for the U.S., Canada, U.K., and Ireland. There's the National Prevention Lifeline. There's the Trans Lifeline. There's the Trevor Project listed on there. So all kinds of things related to what you can find. All you have to do is take a look-see-ooksie. No doubt about that. So keep that in mind as we are talking. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So let's get into some other things that are going on inside of the world, because that is what we do around here. No doubt about that. So let's talk about this, because why would we not? So it is not exactly news that listening to music can result in a mood lift, but according to the Chinese researchers, listening to classical music could actually be a powerful tool into treating depression, especially for those who haven't responded well to therapies. The scientists of Shanghai University School of Medicine say that they discovered that music lifts person's mood by improving connections between brain regions related to both music, or better saying, sound and pleasure. This enhances the brain's connectivity and associated with better mood outcomes. The researcher said that it's music that creates the harmonious symphony within the brain itself, helping to restore a balance in areas that disrupt by depression. The only problem is that you have to listen to classical music. I mean, maybe that's one of the things to think about there. And interestingly, they also found that when the test subject listens to country music backwards, their truck started up, their wife came back, and their depression went away as well. So maybe that's some things to think about, as if you're giving any consideration to any of this. Hey, I'm just saying, don't get mad at me. I just tell you what exactly is being reported, because that's the stuff that happens.
It's a show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
It's not stupid. It's just what's going on, man. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. Yesterday, a man attempted to set a new world record in completing a marathon in stiletto heels. Curtis Hargrove, who is a seasoned marathon runner, took a 26.2 mile marathon race wearing red high heels to raise money for awareness for those experiencing domestic abuse. To beat the previous record, Hargrove would have to finish in less than 5 hours, 13 minutes, and 27 seconds. He said to keep it up, the nice steady jog to clinch the record in 2022. He walked 300 kilometers in red stilettos to support the YMCA, who needs toenails anyways. Results are not available for today, or at least the results were not available when we looked it up. So just so you know. So I guess I'll tell you tomorrow on what the hell I found in regards to that. Also, the founder of Spanx, Sarah Blakely, thinks that that she has the next essential accessory for the busy modern woman: high-heeled sneakers. Yeah, high-heeled sneakers. Last week, she posted on Instagram a message teasing a luxury hybrid stiletto and a high-heel sneaker. She added that the launch is slated for tomorrow, but Inc. magazine found that the new website Sneaks, sneaks.com, I should say it that way, is already up. It's offering high-heeled sneakers made by Napa leather, mesh suede, and engineered to eliminate the pain points of the common high heel. The sneakers are listed. Are you ready for this? I hope you're sitting. $395 to $595. I know a guy who could have used a pair of these things yesterday. I mean, maybe they should have said, hey, we're going to do some co-branding, and that's where they should have started. I'm just saying. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
Minute. Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Rob. General Wesley Clark said, "Having a big dream doesn't require any more work than having a small dream." So true. Think about this one. Why dream a little dream when it takes the same amount of energy to dream a big dream? You might think that it feels silly to dream big, but that's okay. If you don't get out of your comfort zone, you're not growing at all. Imagine if you shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you still achieve way more than you would have with a small dream. But you want to be realistic too. You don't want to appear delusional. But I think we could all think bigger and dream to achieve more. Like Casey Kasem used to say, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. I always loved that.
The Motivation Minute.
today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Author John Killinger writes, "When I was in a foreign country once, I had to undergo an operation. I felt terribly alone, entering a hospital in another land to be served by a physician who did not speak my language. On the morning of the day I was to enter the hospital, my wife attended church. She saw a friend of ours who said, 'Tell John that I am holding him in my prayers.' The impact of her words was overpowering, and I burst into tears to think that he was praying for me. Somehow, I was no longer alone. Lord Jesus, help those who are suffering. Comfort and strengthen them with your presence. Your holy name I pray. Amen." If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From FSN in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world headlines. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning that the last opportunity for a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas is now. India's Supreme Court is taking up the case of the rape and murder of a doctor, which has sparked public outrage and prompted doctors across the country to stage strikes. And Ukraine says it's destroyed a second bridge in a week as its incursion into Russia's Kursk region continues.
More hits to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Oh, yes, Dogecoin rules. Don't forget about that. So there you go. Let's take a look back at some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2020, Apple becomes the first U.S. company to be valued at $2 trillion. The milestone was reached just 2 years after the hit of $1 trillion. So it went from 2018 to 2020 to being worth $1 trillion to $2 trillion. So there you go. Wonder how many trillion it's worth today, huh? So there you go. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today as well. Ethan Kutkaly turns 25. Feed turns 32. Romeo Miller turns 35. Kirk Cousin turns 36. Christina Perry, 38. Melissa Fumero turns 42. TJ Holmes, 47. Fat Joe, you know, Joe who's fat. Yeah, he turns 54 today. Leanne Womack turns 58. Kevin Dillon, 59. Kyra Sedgwick turns 59. John Stamos, yeah, you know, Uncle Jesse. Yeah, he turned 61 today. John Deacon, 73. And Bill Clinton turned 78 today. So there you go. That's some birthdays for you. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those days for you. It's International Orangutan Day. Talk like a Jar Jar Binks Day. Don't waste your life, please. World Photography Day. National Aviation Day. National Potato Day. World Humanitarian Day. International Bow Day. Yeah, Bow Day. National Soft Ice Cream Day. Okay, I already know which day I'm celebrating. Might be time to run to Dairy Queen. Just throwing that out there. So there you go. What else do I got for you? So before I forget, if you did not know, Conklin Conference coming up. Few weeks away, September the 10th through the 12th, Santa Fe, New Mexico. Would love to see you there. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the world of human and organizational performance if you want to come and hang out and do all the things that we get to do around there. Santa Fe, New Mexico, Conklin Conference 3, Jim Long, Todd Conklin, Bob Edwards, Andrea Baker, just to name a few. Find out more information, safetyfm.io, for some more information. Here you go. If you need some other information going on, let's talk about some of that stuff, because, hey, why wouldn't we do this? If you need a random joke for today, I always try to go the extra mile at work, but my boss always finds me and brings me back. So there you go. That's some stuff. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. If you could eat just one candy for the rest of your life, what would it be? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 7 out of 10 women say that they feel guilty if they do this in the morning. What is it? Leave dirty dishes in the sink. Oh, no. You shouldn't feel guilty if you're a woman. You should feel guilty, period, if you leave dishes in the sink. take the woman thing out of it. There you go. So anyway, that's going to end our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple of hours or so. If you hang out here on Safety FM, you'll hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Things work out best for those who make the best on how things work out. Think about that. It's going to take you places. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. No matter what happens, just know that I was there.